If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Friends, Romans, podcast fans, this is Amani, director of Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. We wanted to thank you for listening to our dramatic epic of nonsense and political intrigue. This project has been years in the making, and it's thanks to listeners like yourself that we've been able to bring it to life. We really want to keep bringing you stories you love, so make sure to spread the word. Share, rate, review, tell your friends, tell your enemies, maybe even accost an acquaintance that you barely know at an obligatory social engagement. Let them know to listen to Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later, and follow Rusty Quill Socials for updates using hashtag Cry Havoc. While you're at it, you should consider joining the Rusty Quill Patreon, where every Friday you can get exclusive first access to our Making Of series, which includes interviews and commentary from myself, the production team, and historical experts. Are you curious about ancient Roman history? Or desperate for orgy soundscaping advice? Need tips on making murder funny? For a friend, obviously. These answers and more are coming to our companion Backstage series. Rusty Quill is a fully independent company, and your support goes a long way. That's all for now. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Together.
It's morning.
To see who will
the sun's
not
out all night.
You always say we never spend enough time together.
No, I don't.
So I says, let's nip down the road to Ostia, get some of that sea air into our nostrils, and Cleopatra is arriving in exactly one day's time. So you know what that means.
That we should be well rested and ready to greet her.
This is our last chance to get completely bladdered. You see, son of mine, from the moment she gets here, we cannot afford to lose our focus. Not for a second, because the moment we do, she'll
kill us?
Worse, seduce us. You know what she did to poor Julie. Hey, mixed him up good and proper,
Dad,
till he didn't know what he was doing. Next thing, he's a different man.
Dad.
And then he's a dead man. You want to end up like him, eh, Antelus?
No, Dad.
She has ways. She can do it with a single look. She'll sneak up on you when you're not careful, and then, bam! Seduced.
Sure, Dad, but you really need to look behind you.
Why?
There's a ship. I don't think it's one of ours.
What are you talking about?
Is that...
Oh.
Could that be?
Yeah, it bloody could. Cleopatra.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 3, Fish for Dinner.
We've arrived, my lady. Ostia, the seaport of the Romans.
I know it well, Charmian. It appears unchanged, and yet so much has happened since I last set foot here. Oh, what's happening? My face is wet. Salty. Is there a leak?
Not quite. You're crying.
No, I'm not. Am I? Holy Isis, I'm streaming like the Nile.
Maybe it's because you haven't been here since Julius Caesar's murder, and it's hard for you.
Oh, oh, gods, how pathetic.
No.
Of course it is. He came, he saw, I conquered, Egypt secure, even bore him a son, and then...
Yeah.
It's the same the world over. You butter up the man in power, make progress, then some other people want power and get some knives, and before you know it, you're back where you started. Back home with nothing to show for it but a son and a bleeding corpse.
Should we have brought the boy to see where his father came from?
Certainly not. He's safer back in Egypt. Besides, this is a work trip.
Of course.
Caesar is dead. Let's make new friends. And Rome needs our help, whether it wants it or not. So...
Oh, it's a chance to win some concessions and show them who's boss?
Excellent. You're learning. Let's focus. Who's on the list?
Well, there's Lepidus. He's old, but wise. Most experienced, for sure. Gaius Octavius, the new Caesar. He's the political, learned and hungry, too. And Mark Antony, the warhound, fierce and brave.
Old and wise, hungry and learned, fierce and brave. Great. Hand me that diadem.
My lady.
One of them is bound to be out in front. But who, Charmian? Who can we do business with? Who do we really need on side?
Shall we go and find out?
Oh, Dad, what do we do?
She's early. She's a whole day early. What did I tell you? She sneaks up on you and then... Oh, I don't feel well.
Dad? Dad! Oh.
I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm fine.
She can't see you like this. Hide.
Hide?
Behind the crates, quickly.
Greetings, fair Roman. I speak on behalf of Her Majesty Cleopatra, Queen of the Nile, Pharaoh of Egypt, and the living image of the divine Isis.
Hello?
With whom am I speaking?
Don't tell her.
What?
Don't tell her.
I can't tell you.
What?
No, don't say that.
I'm no one. No one at all.
My queen sent word of her impending arrival. We had expected a welcome befitting Her Majesty.
Oh, sorry.
Where are the triumvirates?
Dad, what should I say?
They're not bloody ready, are they?
They're not bloody ready, are they?
No, what is wrong with you?
No, what is wrong with you?
Answer us!
What? Could you repeat that, please?
Charmian, what on earth is going on?
I don't know. There's nobody here. Is there to be a reception in my lady's honor?
Oh, hang on a moment. Tell me. Yes, a grand banquet up the road.
Up the road?
In the city, I mean. In fact, we should be getting along there now. I should be getting along. Not we, just me. Bye.
Now what?
He's walking away from us with a wooden crate. The crate has feet.
A crate with feet?
Yes, look. I suspect there's someone hiding in it.
Ugh, this is ridiculous. They send a complete idiot to greet me. They seem totally unprepared.
Perhaps it's a move. A sort of power play to make you feel like you're not all that.
Well, in that case, I will be hosting my own reception. And by the time I'm done with the Romans, none of them will have any doubt as to whether I am all that.
Nothing. There's nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Morning, guys.
What? Is it morning already?
Yes. Look. Another all-nighter, was it? How are the sums?
They're bad, Lepidus. Very bad.
What about this welcome banquet for Cleopatra? Rather looking forward to it, I must say.
Well, I'm not. How can we host a banquet when we haven't any food?
Oh, corks. That is a conundrum. And here I was already prepared.
Prepared?
Well, thought I'd put on a show when she arrives, so I bought these. They're from the East, but the chap in the market called them Roman candles. Should light up the whole of Ostia. He said they make a big noise, too.
I think we're going to need more than a few bangs to brighten up this banquet. At least we have another day to try and solve it.
Well, actually...
Gaius! The snake has struck.
What?
The Sphinx has pounced.
Oh, I love a good riddle.
He's trying to say that Cleopatra's here. She's Dr. Ostia.
What? But she can't have.
She bloody well can, mate.
Lepidus, you read her message. You said we had 3 days.
Yes, but I was counting the day we received the message.
Not the 3 days following the message?
No. The 3 days started with the day we got the message.
You madman! No, it didn't!
I'm confused. Let's write this down.
Pull yourself together. We need a banquet and we need it now. If we lose face in front of Cleopatra, we would never live it down.
I suppose she'd walk all over us.
Exactly. So we host a Roman banquet on Roman soil. Our city, our rules, set the playing field.
Really? And what do we serve?
I don't know. Lepidus, what do you want to eat?
I haven't had fish in a while.
That's because no one can afford it. We had to tax the fishermen, and now they ramped up their prices.
Why did we tax the fishermen?
To try and pay the soldiers.
But we're asking Cleopatra for the money to pay the soldiers.
Yes.
Then she can pay for the fish.
To get her money, we need the summit. To start the summit, we need to receive her. To receive her, we need the banquet. For the banquet, we need the fish. And to have the fish, we need the money. And to have the money, we need the summit. So, we can't get our money until we hold the banquet that we can't bloody afford in the first place.
Complicated job, this, isn't it?
Now look, if a bunch of fish is all we need, you can leave it to me.
What? How?
Never you mind. I get the fish, you sort out the banquet, and Lepidus is going to make sure she gets there. All right?
All right.
Right then, Antelus, we're going to the docks.
What the? But we just came from there.
Buck up, boy. Shake a leg. Pass around the water,
boy. Come on then, Lepidus.
And take your Roman candles with you. And try not to burn anything down.
Okay, chap. Anything I can do to help.
She's definitely drawing a crowd.
Yeah. No wonder there's a food shortage. No one's doing any work. Where's all the fishermen?
Hey, what about that guy? Weren't you drinking with him last night?
Yeah. Let's give it a try. Hello, Mr. Fisherman friend.
Morning.
You remember me? Mark Antony, war hero. Look, to cut a long story short, I need some fresh fish.
I'm sorry, sir. No can do.
But you're a fisherman.
Without any fish.
What? Swam away, did they?
No. Sold them all.
But aren't they super expensive?
Yeah. I made an absolute killing. 200 denarii for a morning's work. I won't have to lift a finger for a whole year.
What? Okay. Who else is there?
No one, sir. They've all sold out. Best morning we've ever had.
You're joking. Who paid those kind of prices for fish?
She did.
Greetings, good people of Rome. And thanks for all the fish.
Damn it! That devious witch.
Looks like she beat us to it.
We're not licked yet. Look, I need you to sell me some fish.
Catch it now if you have to.
How many do you want?
Whatever you sold her, double it.
Double? You need every fisherman in Ostia.
Then get them.
They're all off down the pub celebrating. By now they won't be able to tell one end of a rod from another. There's no way you could get that much fish today.
Dad, what are we going to do?
Hey, fisherman.
Yeah?
How quickly could someone learn how to fish?
Well, my lady, the Roman people seem to like you.
Yes, just not the ones who matter.
Not yet. You'll win the triumvirs round. In fact, yes, it looks like one of them is boarding now.
Which one?
Lepidus, the old and wise.
Alone? Perhaps they've been fighting it out to decide who gets the honor of greeting me.
Yes, that's probably it.
Your Majesty! Hello! Ha ha! It is my pleasure to welcome you to Rome!
Oh, Aemilius Lepidus, your reputation precedes you.
I say, does it?
Yes, such is how you... How you... And then, of course, you... Charmian?
I've got nothing.
Oh, you're looking well.
Oh, thanks awfully. You're a bit of a knockout yourself.
Thank you. I couldn't help but notice the modest reception to my arrival here in Italy.
Ah, sorry. Bit of a mix-up. But not to worry. We're sorting it all out for you right now. Laying on din-dins tonight in the capital.
Din-dins?
Yes. You know, grub, notch.
I think he means dinner.
Oh, you needn't trouble yourself. As you can see, we've purchased sea bass, swordfish, conger eel.
I say, that's jolly decent of you. And there was Gaius worrying about the cost.
Was he really?
I suppose we ought to start taking it to the banquet, though. It's only about 15 miles up the road.
No. I think you misunderstand us. I should like to hold the banquet here, on my vessel.
Oh, no. That won't do at all.
You're declining my invitation.
No. But surely you'd like to sample some good old-fashioned Roman hospitality.
I'm well acquainted with Roman hospitality. You'll remember my close relationship with Julius Caesar? Wonderful host, fantastic friends.
Exactly. It'll be just like that.
Then they stabbed him to death.
Ah, yes, they did.
Not very hospitable.
Yes, we did take umbrage with that ourselves, actually.
Oh, yes, I know. But you'll forgive me if I'm a little wary. I feel you understand me, am I right?
Yes?
I knew you would. Then we'll have the banquet on my ship after all.
Oh, no!
Charmian, tell the kitchens.
At once, my lady.
Oh, gosh. I hope Mark's having better luck than I am.
Look. Fishing can't be that complicated, can it?
We're trained men. I've been doing it every day since I was 9.
So you're saying a child could do it?
What? No!
Dad, what are you up to?
My boy, it's simple. Give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish, or rather, lots of men and women and children.
You mean...
Oi! Listen up, you lot. Now, I don't go in for much of that educated public speaking, but...
Are you Mark Antony?
I most certainly am.
Oh, wow. You're my hero.
That's only natural. I know that big old boat from Egypt is an eye catcher, but how would you like to earn a few coins and do your bit for Rome, eh?
This is all looking most inviting, wouldn't you say, Lepidus?
Rather. But, you see, I still wonder if it might not be a better idea.
I do have another question for you.
Yes?
Where will I be staying during my visit?
Ah, that I do know. We're putting you up in Caesar's old villa, just outside the city.
Caesar, as in Julius.
There's nobody else there, so we've given it a spit and polish.
Yes, I don't believe I'll be very comfortable. Too many memories.
Oh, but I assure you, the villa is perfect. Plenty of room, wacky great garden. It has all mod cons, like a bath.
Even so.
Why, my own place is very similar. So I know what I'm saying.
Oh, of when course. I tell you... Yes. What an elegant solution. I accept your invitation.
Aha! Sorry?
Charmian?
My lady?
Lepidus has requested that we stay with him at his villa. How kind.
Oh, but,
I'll instruct your retinue to make their way to the residence.
Lepidus, I cannot thank you enough. I can tell we're going to be the best of friends.
Oh, well, my pleasure. I suppose you can move your things in on the way to our banquet, perhaps?
Really, Lepidus, this again?
Were it up to me, it had been different, but Mark and Gaius are dreadfully keen on doing it their way.
Ah, so they lead, do they?
No, it's the three of us.
But you said if it were up to you.
Figure of speech.
Then can't you persuade them?
You see, they're going to a lot of effort. What with the food and the... the food and, look! Ah, I even bought Roman candles.
Oh, how thoughtful. We can light them for dinner. Charmian?
Thank you, sir. Most kind.
Put them out on the tables.
Hey? Oh, no! No! You don't understand.
Wait.
Hey?
What is that horrible noise?
Sounds like singing to me.
Fish, fish, you Roman boys, boys, and sing and fish some more.
Yes, that's the way to do it. Keep fishing, everybody, until the sea's got nothing left. How you doing, son?
I caught something. Oh, it's quite small.
Ah, not bad for a first try. Like this lot. What they lack in experience, they make up for with a can-do attitude.
Plus, you lied to them.
Angelus, lied is a dirty word.
It's accurate, though.
I did them a deal. We teach them how to fish, and in return, we keep half of whatever they catch. They get fish, we get fish.
Yeah, but you told them they can sell their fish for 50 denarii.
They can, in theory.
But Cleopatra's bought all the fish she needs, and nobody else can afford it. When they find out, won't they be cross with us?
Yeah, but we'll be gone by then. We'll be at the banquet.
But don't you feel guilty?
Markets move, my boy. Nothing I can do about that. The way I see it, they were poor and hungry this morning. Come sundown, they'll still be poor, but they'll each have a nice fish dinner on the table. And more importantly, so will we.
Hey, Dad?
Yes, son?
Cleopatra's ship is on fire.
Eh? Huh. Well, she does like to make an entrance.
Charmian, what did you do?
I lit the candles that Lepidus gave us. And the spitting flames and that awful noise.
They're not candles. The chap called them firecrackers.
Why did you give them to us?
I didn't.
Charmian, put them out before the whole ship goes up in flames.
No, no, no. They'll burn themselves out soon. Trust me. Please, you've no need to panic.
Your toga's on fire.
What was that?
Your toga fire.
Oh.
Charmian, get this man some water now.
Please, don't trouble yourself. I know where I can find some.
What? No, don't jump over the... Oh. Charmian.
Yes, my lady?
We are not doing business with him.
Dad, did Lepidus just hurl himself into the sea?
Yes.
Okay. Can he swim?
Well, I'm sure he can.
Are you?
Hold my fish.
Dad?
What's happening?
I've got him! I've got him!
Help! Help! Fire! We're crackers!
Shut up, you daft old coot.
I'm running.
Well, stop it!
Dad, are you okay?
Don't ask stupid questions and throw us a bloody rope.
Does anyone have one?
I do.
Your Majesty?
Don't mention it. Greetings, Mark Antony.
Hello, Cleopatra.
When you and your colleague have finished your swim, I believe you owe me a banquet.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardon. This episode was written by Maud Dromgoole, with additional editing and materials by David K. Barnes. It was edited by James Austin, Nico Vitese, Laurie Ann Davis, Catherine Seaton, and Catherine Rinella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Kazim Tosin Amore, Harry Roebuck, Lara Sawalha, Andrew Seacom, Aaron Lewis Cadogan, and Sarah Aga, with additional voices from Catherine Seaton, Nico Vitese, and Tom Crowley. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.